This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, May 7th. We have one full week under our belts already for the month of May. How are things with you? I know things with us are great, because that's just what we are. Great. Sounds like American Airlines. That's what we're going for. Great. I hope we do a better job at being great than they do. Here's Jennifer Horn, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilland, who put the day together, starting off with Jennifer's hot story. I bet I can guess what it is. Want me to guess?
I bet you can't.
Really? Oh, okay.
Go ahead, try.
No, then surprise me. Surprise us. Let's go.
Well, I don't know what the lead story is, actually.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. That would be what I would say.
Oh, good call on that. I forgot. Gushing. That seemed like so long ago. We could do that. Well, yeah, congratulations, royal baby.
Yeah,
that was where I should have gone. But I was actually
going
with the Met Gala, which happened last night in New York City. It's known for delivering some of the most daring fashion statements of the year, and it benefits its charity, of course. And it costs about $30,000 or more a person to attend. I don't know why we were all not there, because clearly we have that kind of money to throw around.
Right.
And it attracts some really risque outfits. Lady Gaga did four outfits, but she wasn't the craziest on the red carpet. Billy Porter was decked all in gold. He was carried in on a chaise lounge by
Who's
six
Billy
shirtless
Porter?
Men.
Who's
Isn't he a he was on Broadway, wasn't he?
Is he?
Billy Porter?
Yeah. I think so. That sounds right.
The craziest one, I thought, was Jared Leto, who came in on the red carpet carrying a head, basically a decapitated head. And that was kind
his
of
own
odd.
Head.
Of himself. Right, of course. That was a Gucci outfit that he did, and he was wearing like a long sleeve red gown. A lot of men were wearing dresses this time around. Saw that a few times. So the theme of the event was camp, which I have no idea. Camp Notes on Fashion is what it was called. I have no idea what that really is supposed to mean, other than Susan Sontag's famous 1964 essay, Notes on Camp. And so you had all kinds of people there. You had Lady Gaga. You had Harry Styles, who was wearing some sort of femme outfit, looking bizarre. Serena Williams was there. And it's always fun for women, Doug. The reason this is a big story is that we always sit the next day and we look and see what kind of crazy fashion was worn by these celebrities, because it's their one night of the year where they really can let it all hang out, and it gets kind of wild and fun. And, so I don't know, ladies, what did you think from the Met Gala? I know you've already checked it out probably today.
Yeah, I thought that a lot of the celebs didn't get the theme. I thought that there were more failures this year than any other theme. And Doug, just so you know, each year it's a very distinctive theme, and it's tied in with the Fashion Institute's big exhibition. So there's a huge exhibit that's in the Met Museum already.
Why would you think, Victoria?
So,
I wouldn't know that.
Well,
why would
a lot, you know,
single
some people.
Thinking that I would not.
Well, there's
know.
No corduroy, so I figured you might not. You might not be up on
no
that.
No turtlenecks, no corduroy. I'm
no
out.
Turtlenecks, no corduroy. But I thought this year, Lady Gaga nailed it. Of course, she's one of the hosts. She was one of the hosts. She, Harry
and
Styles, J Lo.
Yeah,
and it was all in one outfit. So as she was on the red carpet, she changed, and she basically stripped down and had so much fun with it. And I think that she, you know, she really gets it. Other people just, I don't know, J-Lo looked like she was going to Studio 54. Like, she just wanted to look hot, and I guess she didn't care about the actual theme. It was weird. I didn't think this was a great theme. I'm interested to see what the exhibit looks like, because it's always tied in. Like, last year it was the Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it was, right? And that was amazing because a lot of people came dressed as, like, Rihanna came dressed as a pope, and it was really cool and really high fashion.
Given Madonna's feelings about the Catholic Church, how
she was there. Yes. Oh, yeah. Madonna had her outfit, but she wasn't there this year, or not that I saw. But, yeah, it was kind of a lame theme. No one knew what to do, and I think some of the guys nailed it more than the women did, which is kind of disappointing because men's fashion is usually pretty boring.
Are these gay guys or straight guys?
No, straight guys. Yeah, straight guys. A-Rod. I mean, A-Rod was super boring. But Harry Styles, I thought, looked like an English granny on a way to a funeral. I wasn't really sure what that outfit was. But Cole Sprouse from Riverdale, I thought he probably was one of the best dressed.
Oh, yeah, I thought his was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely got it. Ryan Murphy was one of the hosts. He totally got it. Some people really had fun with it, but others just, I don't know.
Doggone it, I'm so disappointed I missed it.
Well, yeah, you missed Katy Perry's outfit, which was interesting. People compared her to Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. She's essentially wearing a chandelier, and I think she accidentally thought the theme was lamp and not camp.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's always kind of fun to go through and see some people that look good, and then other people who tried really hard.
Did you see the outfit she had on American Idol last week, Katy Perry?
I don't watch American Idol.
The weirdest hairdo and weird outfit. It was just weird. Weird.
Katy Perry is always trying very, very hard to be like out of the box and weird, and it never feels natural. So I'm not surprised.
She and Gaga came up at the same time, and I think that Gaga just eclipsed her in every way.
Yes,
yeah, and Katy Perry just kind of still trailing behind.
Well, let's talk about the situation in England today. Countdown over. Meghan and Harry have a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. The news all over the world, people excited. It's interesting, speaking of camp, that people get so excited and have been so excited about this for a long time. She went into labor on Monday. The prince was by her side. And then Harry appeared before the press where he and Meghan live to make the announcement. Harry said, quote, "I'm very excited." I can't do my Harry. Can anybody do an English? "I'm very excited." No, I don't do an English accent. I don't do any accents. Maybe you should get your buddy Whitman to do this. He's probably onto this. Anyway, he's excited, he says, to announce that Meghan and myself have had a baby boy, very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we get all.
But it was stupid. See, I know you can say blah, 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 but if anyone saw the footage of him, he came out and he talked to the reporters, and you should have seen, I've never seen an adult man beaming the way that Prince Harry was. He couldn't even contain his smile and his excitement. It was, when he said the line about what women can do in terms of giving birth was just beyond comprehension, I believed that he was totally blown away by that whole experience. It was very, very sweet.
He was really sweet. He was over the moon.
I think what I appreciated more than anything else, after they announced the birth, it was all over the place on social media, obviously, the statement from the family, several members of the family, including the Queen and Prince Charles and Prince William, all said the same thing. They were delighted by the baby's birth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are pleased about this, that, and the other thing. And then I thought there was the focus on Diana and the confirmation that all of the people in Diana's family, her sisters and brother, were informed before announcing the birth to the public. I think that Harry, at least, has stayed pretty close to his mother's siblings and the fact that they knew about it first. I thought that was a nice touch, frankly. I think that there's a lot of this that just brings about good feelings. It's a nice thing.
I think it's,
in this world of crazy stuff, even though people think it's a little over the top, it's kind of fun just to see. I'm looking at the video that you were talking about of his, how he's, the smile on his face and just what it's like. We all, as parents, have smiles on our faces, and we all are excited, and we all love the fact that we brought a new life and a healthy life into the world. But this is just such a focus that helps us get our mind off of this other junk that goes on day in and day out. By the way, as an aside, clickbait, Victoria, Mm-hmm. I'm looking at pictures of J-Lo from last night and her bare midriff and
things. Well, she had like a weird headpiece on.
Yeah.
The silver, shiny headpiece. Yeah, she looked disco. I don't know. But anyway, but with Harry, though, I think it was a nice little moment that the whole world was interested in some way. Look, babies are born every day. Who cares? But people really like Prince Harry. I think a lot of Americans really like Meghan Markle, their story. You know, I think that it's really sweet that Meghan's mom was there, and it's her first grandchild. And so there are a lot of warm and fuzzy feelings. Naturally, of course, Meghan's crazy idiot father had to issue a statement. Oh my, it's so over the top.
At least he was nice. Wasn't he nice though? Just said he was happy, or was it something else?
Oh, it was, but it's so over the top. I mean, he's been blasting the royal family since the beginning.
Right.
And now it's, I'm so proud my grandson is born into the British royal family. He'll grow up to serve the crown and the people of Britain. God save the Queen. I mean, it was so over the top. Yeah.
Grace,
crazy.
Dignity, and honor. Yes, right. Sounds like all glory, laud, and honor. He hasn't had any contact with her since he dropped out of the wedding
and then went off the deep end.
Right. Anybody hear from any of the Suits actors about the...
Well, Priyanka Chopra was one of the first to post. I haven't followed the rest of the Suits cast, but I'm sure they were all the girls that were at her baby shower in New York, I think they all knew what was going on.
Yeah.
They seemed pretty close with her.
Good. All right. So that's cool. Other names in the news. Kelly Clarkson, how's she doing after her emergency surgery? Anybody following up on that? She had appendectomy surgery after the Billboard Awards, and she's ready to go for The Voice.
Isn't
tonight
back,
The Voice?
Isn't she?
Back on The Voice tonight?
Yeah. I think she was back last night, wasn't she?
Last night,
too. Yep.
I know is that she tweeted that she was in serious pain, and she said the recovery was no joke. So I think she probably thought it was going to be maybe easier than it was, but I think she's still in some discomfort.
I wouldn't be surprised. Be surprised at all about that. One other name in the news, Mark Morgan, president announcing that he's chosen Mark Morgan, who used to be the chief of the Border Patrol, to lead Immigration and Customs, that is ICE. He worked with Border Patrol during the last months of the Obama presidency, went on to become a supporter of the Trump administration after the fact. President's announcement comes after the previous nominee for the position was pulled out of consideration. Why was he? He had a what was his problem?
I don't even remember. Actually, I don't even remember who the last person was. Yeah,
Ron Vitiello is it?
Well, no, he was the acting. Ron Vitiello was the acting director, so he didn't get pulled out. They just didn't go with him. So so Mark Morgan has some good. At least he's got some nice experience behind him. He seems to be ready to go.
Wish him well. And speaking of wishing people well. The people who this spring, folks are trying to clean up their yard, not just this spring, mostly every year, people are trying to do a great job cleaning up their yard. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit said that's the most important thing to do for the value of your home and for your own psychological well-being. You like to feel good about where you live. So if you got an old car laying around, an old truck, some old boat, something that doesn't do anything for you or your home, your driveway's full of junk, call this number, 888-342-4483. Why would you do that? Because you can donate your car or your vehicle, whatever it is, the truck, the motorcycle, the tractor, trailer, all of them. Somebody will come in with a tow truck and take your donation, which qualifies, by the way, for a tax deduction. So if you have these, and the money, by the way, in this particular essence, goes to help family farms. Family farms. That's my big thing because I'm a family farmer. And I want you to check out the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com podcast, all about farming, family, food. And as you listen to it, you can think about what you have around your yard, maybe even an old big riding lawnmower, anything like that. Call 888-342-4483 or go online to the DJV Show website, DJVShow.com. Fill out the form right there. And you'll get the same benefit, okay? DJVShow.com or 888-342-GIVE.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One of the most, mysterious, certainly recognizable voices in the world is Adele. And Sunday, on the occasion of her 31st birthday and the acknowledgement she's getting divorced from her husband, she celebrated the occasion taking to Instagram to reflect on the past year and, among other things, tease a new album. She posted a series of black and white photos celebrating her birthday, writing, "This is 31, thank God. 30 tried me so hard, but I'm owning it and trying my hardest to lean in." What was her, other than her husband?
She was sick.
That's what she means, too. Yeah.
What is she?
Didn't she also, she had like a polyp or something on her vocal cord?
Oh, okay. So anyway, the split was one thing. No matter how long we're here, life is complicated at times. I've changed drastically in the last couple of years, and I'm still changing. That's okay. 31's going to be a big old year, and I'm going to spend it all on myself. Okay. I think she has a...
She spent her whole 20s married, so now that she's 31, she should start living for herself. It's not like she needs the money. She already has a son. You know, I think she should focus on herself.
I did that.
As young as she is.
I was married and all wrapped up in stuff that I didn't know how to do. And I was divorced when I was 31 and started over again. And it was, I guess I spent a good deal of it on myself. But bought a fancy car and a new coat. And then after that.
And a new coat.
Right. Anyway, she says, "For the first time in a decade, I'm really ready to feel the world around me and look up for once. Be kind to yourself. We're only human. Go slowly. Put your phone down." Yes, please. Put those damn phones down. Laugh out loud. Did I tell you I went into Best Buy on a Sunday to get a phone? And I couldn't believe how...
Another Best Buy story.
You were so mad about it.
I don't know. It's just people... I said to the guy that was behind the counter... Is there any slowdown on getting these iPhones? Because there were people lined up to get iPhones and cell phones. And, you know, he says, no, it goes constantly, day in, day out, people getting phones. Who's getting these phones? Are they throwing away the old ones? Has everybody got three phones? My God. Anyway.
Well, I mean, everybody in the world has a phone, and some people have old phones.
You have two of them.
So,
yeah, you have two.
So.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, Adele, back to Adele. She says, learning to really, truly love yourself is it. And it is. It really is it. That's good. She shows maturity. Good for her. I always liked her. I've liked her from the beginning. I think she's got something special. Speaking of people who have something special, J-Lo back again for conversation. This time it's a preview of her new tour. She was on the Today Show yesterday to talk about her It's My Party tour in her hometown of New York City, performing her hits on The Floor Is One of Them, Medicine, De Niro, the City Concert Series in New York that Today Show has. It's a nice, kind of a nice touch. In typical J-Lo fashion, for every song she had different outfits. She had her dancers out running around. So what, she did one segment and then they went on to something else and they came back to her in the next segment?
No, she changes like on stage.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay. So It's My Party, It's My Party tour starts the 8th of next month in the Forum in Inglewood. J-Ho. All right. The show will allow her to celebrate her 50th birthday all summer long. Woo!
Fans all look that good at 50.
She looks great. Nonstop party mix of her new and classic anthems, show-stopping choreography, dancers, dazzling wardrobes, all the glamour and the wow factor that her fans have come to expect. And you can go, I guess, to her website, right, and get the tickets for the J-Lo show. 28 after.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors say President Trump would have likely faced obstruction of justice charges if he wasn't president of the United States. The Washington Post is reporting on a bipartisan statement signed by more than 370 former prosecutors that rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's assertion that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. The House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department rejecting a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller. A subpoena also calling for all underlying evidence in the report. Police in Sri Lanka say everyone involved in the deadly Easter bombings is either dead or in custody now. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
In 15 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It is a gorgeous day here on the East Coast on the farm. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day where you are as well. Weather-wise, we certainly deserve it. Weather has been suck-ola, where most of us are. Cara, the weather in Washington is?
Okay today. It's supposed to be in the 80s. It was beautiful yesterday. Don't ask me about this weekend. It was disgusting and poured rain the entire time.
Hopefully I didn't
interfere. Not fun to be an outdoor wedding,
the wedding you went to. Jennifer, the weather is adequate in Los Angeles, is it?
It was weird yesterday. It actually hailed and poured, and then it was sunny all at the same time. Yeah, it's kind of a weird day, but
All right,
supposed
Victoria,
to be nice today. Yep.
As the batter up here, what's the weather like where you are on the Jersey Shore?
No one says that. It's like my biggest pet peeve. People who've never been to Jersey and don't know what people from Jersey sound like always say that, and I don't know why. That's actually like Staten Island and Long Island. But anyway, the weather will be very pleasant. Probably, I think it's supposed to be upper 60s and sunny today. So not as bad as the monsoon that we had on Sunday, which is what poor Kara was also in.
That's too bad. All right, so what do we have from your point of view here as we start off this half hour?
Well, one of the big trending stories right now, and we'll probably be seeing this for a while, is sunscreen. And this is because a new government study found that certain sunscreen chemicals are absorbed into your bloodstream at significantly high levels, and that they stay there for at least a full day after you finish using the sunscreen. FDA researchers wanted to know if the absorption of the four active ingredients in most sunscreens posed a health risk or not. And the takeaway was pretty surprising, apparently. They found that the absorption levels of all the chemicals exceeded the FDA's threshold for requiring safety testing, meaning that the levels were so much higher than they expected that now it's getting, sunscreen is now going to be put into a category where they have to do safety testing. And this is something that you would think that they would have done already, because sunscreen is something that is every doctor tells you, cover yourself in sunscreen, cover your kids in sunscreen. And it turns out you're just absorbing really potentially harmful chemicals.
Awful. Yeah.
And you know, a couple of years ago, so anyway, the way around this, these are the oxys. So it's oxybenzone and oxy, there are a few different ones. If you look on the back of any of your sunscreen bottles, you'll see all the four major chemicals. They're in all of the same, it's in everything. Now, you can avoid that, though, if you use a mineral sunscreen. Mineral sunscreens are the only two ingredients would be either zinc oxide or titanium oxide. There are no chemicals. What those minerals do is actually completely block the sun's UV rays from entering your skin, whereas the chemical sunscreens absorb it and diminish the effect of the sun as it's being absorbed into your skin. So it has two very different approaches. And so all of these oxybenzones and the oxy, all these other chemicals, they have recently been banned. Well, actually, I think it was last year. They're banned in Hawaii because they found that everyone wearing the sunscreen going into the water has killed the coral reef. So that tells you right there how bad this is. The Great Barrier Reef, 2 years ago, they started looking into the bleaching effect that was happening, which is killing the coral reef, the Great Barrier Reef. And it turns out it's the same sunscreen chemicals. So a couple years ago when I read that story, I personally switched over to the mineral sunscreen. It doesn't absorb as well. It's not as cute, but it's a lot safer. So that would be my advice. But now the FDA has unveiled plans to strengthen regulations about sunscreen products in the U.S. They want to address the active ingredient safety, the dosage forms, and the SPF requirements. So and I would say by the end of this summer, there's probably going to be a lot of debate about it and maybe even some new guidelines, but not safe, right now.
I've never used the sunscreen, never thought it was there. On the farm, I'm out in the sun 7-8 hours a day through the course of the season.
Okay, so
get all
Jed, I guess we need...
up.
Yeah. Well, now we know what's going to take him down.
Oh, melanoma. Nice. Thank you.
I was going to say, I don't know if that's the recommendation we should be giving out, but...
It is not.
Worked for me, but then a lot of things work for me. Here's the latest, speaking of warnings, on kale. For those of you who understand, kale was a weed, and all of a sudden it became this rage you got to put in everybody's salad. There's a shortage of it now, and because it's so popular, there have been sort of shortcuts in the growing of kale. And in the circumstances we find ourselves in, the report from the Environmental Working Group is that they come out with the annual list of the Dirty Dozen for pesticide residue on fruits and vegetables, that sort of thing, strawberries, spinach. But the highest level, I underscored this a couple of 3 weeks ago, or one of you did, and we talk about strawberries and spinach and how the pesticides get through if you're not using something that is veggie-oriented, organic, then it's going to get through. Apparently, in this latest test, 92% of conventionally grown kale samples tested by the Department of Ag have traces of two or more pesticides. Some had as many as 18. So... the pesticides that were linked to this, I can't pronounce them, but I know that we've talked about them.
Scary.
They are linked to cancer, autism, ADHD, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff. So my advice would be to keep, if you want to keep eating kale, and it's good for you, consider buying organic.
Oh, yeah, buy organic if you can for any of the leafy greens. But, you know, I actually stopped eating kale a while ago because read there's so many studies that because and now it makes sense because you just actually the light bulb went off. You said it used to be a weed before people started making it fancy. Well, kale absorbs, it sucks out arsenic from the soil, and it has so much arsenic in it that people who are living on kale smoothies and kale every day and, you know, the whole, they're absorbing so much arsenic into their system, and that's going to have worse long-term effects, I think, than pesticides.
Just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Today, let's celebrate something cool, National Teacher Day. Anybody probably has a great teacher story. Maybe you got one, maybe you got two, maybe you got three, maybe you got four. Teachers that inspired you. Teachers are the most important part, I think, of our society in the sense that they lead the... You spend much more time with teachers in school than you do with your parents, right? When you think about it, who do you spend the most time with? And who influences you, though? Who has influenced you the most? We've had this exercise before. All three of you talked about teachers that had an impact on you. I was happy when I was teaching both in the public school and the college level to have people who thought and it always comes in retrospect because they hate you when they have you. But after the fact, they sort of understand what it was that you were doing. So anyway, maybe it's a nice thing to do to think about the teachers you've had, to know if you have youngsters in school who your youngsters' teachers are and how they do and are they the right person for the job? I think there are a lot of teachers around now that are, frankly, not a good fit, but they're getting the jobs for lots of different reasons. But to keep it on the up and up, National Teacher Appreciation Week this week, National Teacher Appreciation Week, time to honor and recognize the folks in schools. So Andy Solomon has talked with Dr. Pamela Rogelman of University of Phoenix, who shares ways to show appreciation not just this week, but all year long.
Teaching can be a very demanding and overwhelming job. Teacher Appreciation Week is an opportunity not only to honor and recognize the vital role of educators, but to learn how to help them. Dr. Pamela Rogelman, Dean of the College of Education at University of Phoenix.
Teachers who are supported in their first years on the job develop higher efficacy and stay in the classroom. Focusing on professional development can also increase satisfaction, performance, and longevity in the teaching career.
Dr. Rogelman explains that some of teachers' stressors, like lack of resources, can be alleviated by donating materials or volunteering in the classroom.
Every child deserves an amazing teacher, and it is our responsibility to continue to fight for our educators beyond Appreciation Week. University of Phoenix wants to take this opportunity to thank all teachers, including our nearly 6,000 alumni educators and administrators.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu/education.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, the program you're listening to is called The DJV Show, and this portion of it brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. A couple of sports notes here on the DJV program. Maximum Security, the horse that made history by being disqualified from the Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness, the next leg of the Triple Crown. The fellow who owns it is, I don't know what his name, what's his name, West?
I forget his first name.
Anyway, his lawyer filed an appeal with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. What's going on with that? Is there any chance it could change the way this, the outcome of this race, the way the race ended or not?
I don't know. I think that this is more about setting a future precedent. This is, to me, this is kind of like when the New Orleans Saints had that horrible non-call against them that would have put them into the Super Bowl. This is the same type of thing. And the NFL changed the rules after that incident happened. So I think this will probably change the rules going forward. I don't think it's really, unfortunately, going to affect the outcome of this year's Derby, but the trainer and the owner said, why make the horse run again in 2 weeks in the Preakness if he doesn't have a chance of winning the Triple Crown? So what's the point?
Women's hockey stars are boycotting the pro leagues, 200 of them, including Team USA stars Hillary Knight and Kendall Coyne Schofield. Canada's Marie-Philippe Poulin all say they will not be playing in a professional league next season. They said, we cannot make a sustainable living playing. I thought this was an approach that was taken 3 or 4 months ago. I thought it was being addressed. Was that basketball? Maybe that's what it was, because there are all these women's stars.
Women's soccer has gone through that too.
Right.
So, yeah, women's hockey, they make like $2,000 a season.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
what's the point?
Nothing. Yeah,
it's
crazy. Yeah. They have to have other jobs, and it's a mess. I really think that the NHL needs to take this over because, in other sports, like, let's be honest, in women's soccer and women's basketball, it just doesn't have the attendance compared to the men's. But with women's hockey does.
And
not on the same level, but has, the All-Star game this year had 6,200 people sitting in the stands, and over a million people watched it live on Twitter.
Really?
So, and then the Minnesota Whitecaps, which is the first women's hockey league expansion team, they sold out every single game, and that was 1,200 people in the arena. So I think that there's enough merit here that the NHL, I think, should step in and just sort of absorb the NWHL, and I think it would be better for everybody.
Well, it's something that you got to be a tough cookie to play hockey. Any women that's playing it is worth her salt.
The women are really, really good, by the way.
Yeah,
there's no checking, so it's really more skating and skill. You could make that argument.
Television news, 46th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards are one of the in Pasadena.
It happened on Sunday.
Oh, last Sunday.
Mm-hmm,
Kelly Ripa, Ryan Seacrest won for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host. That's okay. Rachel Ray took home the trophy for Outstanding Informative Talk Show Host. Family Feud won for Outstanding Game Show. Alex Trebek won for Outstanding Host. Amy Poehler made an appearance to present Judge Judy with one of two Lifetime Achievement Awards. One of the biggest surprises of the ceremony was Valerie Bertinelli's double win for Outstanding Culinary Host as well as Outstanding Culinary Program. Huh. She beat out all these other heavyweights, and good for her. All right, Jennifer, one television program to watch tonight.
One television show tonight. Well, how about to Texicans? Do you want to do that? Texicanas? That's Bravo tonight at 10 o'clock. Brand new series premiere. It's a reality show. In
10 before the hour on the TJV show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property.
But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on this Tuesday. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to get ourselves all in a knot about Uber and Lyft. Okay.
Well, it's
taking a ride tomorrow in any major city. You might want to rethink that.
It's true. You may want to rethink your plans to get to the airport, or if you use Uber or Lyft in the carpool program that they have. There is going to be a major strike in all of the big cities around the country. Actually, this is even a global thing, but it doesn't matter for us. We'll focus on the major cities here. It's New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, Los Angeles. Atlanta is rumored to be in this as well. I actually think this is probably going to spread and creep up in even more major cities. And so what happens is the Lyft drivers and Uber drivers are planning this two-hour strike from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Great.
On Wednesday, and this is meant to coincide with Uber's forthcoming IPO, that's their initial public offering on Wall Street. Labor groups organizing the strike are protesting both Uber and Lyft's payment and labor practices, and this is something that drivers from both companies have been complaining about for a while. They hope to make an impression on during this crucial morning rush hour on the day before Uber will go public. And
it's going to tick everybody off. They're not going to accomplish anything but piss everybody off.
Yeah, well, Uber and Lyft will, you know, if the strike goes well and is a success, then they'll certainly lose a lot of money, which could potentially affect the stock price of Uber. They are going at a $90 billion valuation. And
the people who buy these on the IPOs are the big warehouses of money,
yeah.
Big, they don't give a damn about traffic, or they just
do not.
The money.
No, yep. And so we've seen a lot of companies, Facebook especially, like, you know, they go off, and Snapchat was even worse. They go off at these huge IPOs, and then the stock just plummets the next day and never recovers. Yeah. So the labor organization says that the gig economy is all about exploiting workers by taking away their rights, and it has to stop. And so that's really where the basis of this protest comes from. Now, Uber is, of course, much bigger than Lyft. Lyft had their IPO in late March. Uber's is much, much bigger. It's
so
actually
the largest.
So what
has the stock done? Do you know what the stock on Lyft has done?
I do not, but I don't think it's, think it's done. I think it's kind of just plateaued. I don't think it's done much. Now, Uber's IPO is expected to be the largest since Alibaba's in 2014. And Uber has acknowledged that they had a driver problem, but in their filing with the SEC, in their intention to go public, they actually said the driver dissatisfaction was likely to increase as the company sought to reduce the amount of money it spends on driver incentives. And of course, they're really trying to ramp up their autonomous vehicle strategy. Those are the self-driving Ubers. And of course, that's going to take away jobs from drivers. So Uber seems prepared for this. However, they don't really seem to want to do anything about the existing drivers and their concerns. So, not a great company to work for.
Here's a headline from last month. Lyft sued by investors over a sinking stock price.
So, happens all the time.
Apparently what you've said is accurate. Oh, Amazon has teased the launch of a new hi-fi audio service. Wow.
The Geek Out.
Now, this sounds like technology used for good. Google will now read you a bedtime story. The Tell Me a Story function is now available via Google Assistant on smartphones. You just say, "Hey Google, read me a bedtime story," and it will randomly read from a small selection of classic and popular short stories like Aesop's Fables, each about 10 minutes in length. Now, Tell Me a Story has actually been a feature on Google wireless speakers and hubs for a while, but now mobile devices gain the feature in Google Assistant and requires the Google Play Books app as well. Available in the US, UK, and Canada, Google's Tell Me a Story function is available for both Android and iOS now, and we've posted a link with more information on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up on the hit right here is a focus on Twitter for a moment, Victoria.
Yes, Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets and quoted tweets. So if you respond to someone else's tweet in the past, all you could do was just type in some text. Now you can actually respond to someone else's tweet, and you can add an image, you can add a GIF, you can add a meme. There's going to be lots of cool stuff with this, and it feels like this is about time. This has been something that Twitter users have been wanting for a very, very long time. So yay, Twitter. They finally did it.
Yay, Twitter! Sound like I'm calling a horse race. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.